Second Chronicles 21. Their father had given each of them valuable gifts of money and jewels, also the ownership of some of the fortified cities of Judah. However, he gave the kingship to Jehoram because he was the oldest. But when Jehoram had become solidly established as king, he killed all of his brothers and many other leaders of Israel. Jehoram was the fifth king of Judah and the seventh of the house of David, who reigned for 8 years. He was the son and successor of Jehoshaphat and husband of Athaliah, daughter of King Ahab of Israel. Despite his father's efforts to give his other sons wealth and dominion over cities and thus avoid the enmity and envy might have caused, his wisdom was not sufficient to placate his firstborn's ambition for power. I would not be surprised to learn that Athaliah, his wife, was behind it all. In his seemingly insatiable thirst for power or fear of their siblings, Jehoram have them killed, in stark contrast to God's desire that the brothers live together in harmony. Let the siblings be united, because that is the first law. Let them have true union regardless of the circumstances, because if you fight amongst yourselves, you will be devoured by outsiders. Lord, may our maternal legacy not be for hatred or discord among our descendants, and may the spiritual legacy lead them to mutual friendship and healthy enjoyment of brotherly love. Dear Lord, enlighten me in such a way that I may know how to promote family harmony at all times among my four children.